From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture on this Tuesday morning. While the odds for the Trans-Pacific Partnership getting a vote in Congress appear to be looking more unlikely, however, many key pieces of legislation remain before Congress can stand a chance for passage. That, according to one member of the House of Representatives, Republican Representative Dan Newhouse from Washington State, says there'll be several pieces of legislation that could have a big impact on agriculture across the United States. He says the energy bill, which is currently between the House and the Senate, is one such piece of legislation. Now, in addition, Congress will discuss the two-year reauthorization of the Water Resources Development Act. Newhouse says the act is pivotal for agriculture.
Many of the projects that the Army Corps of Engineers does, and such as inland waterways, ports, infrastructure like our dams to keep our transportation system working and viable.
Newhouse adds that he and others in Congress will continue to work for trade opportunities, even if TPP is not a part of the conversation. While the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released its long-awaited decision Friday on whether glyphosate is carcinogenic, as a World Health Organization division claims, the EPA announced the agency believes glyphosate is not likely carcinogenic to humans. Last year, the World Health Organization's cancer arm, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans. However, global opinions vary on the subject, according to Reuters. The European Food Safety Authority last November said glyphosate was unlikely to pose a carcinogenic hazard to humans. The EPA proposed position on glyphosate was outlined in a 227-page paper. The EPA said the agency expects to publish its final assessment of glyphosate in the spring of 2017. While the recent Ag Confidence Index compiled by DTN reached the lowest score recorded since the poll began, known as the ACI, the August results from farmer surveys produced the lowest score of 72 in the seven-year history of the index. 1 year ago, the ACI was a more neutral 98. The data reflects a 27% drop in confidence from last year. A poll organizer says the results indicate that bad has become a new normal for many farmers. We'll be back with more right after this. From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, you're listening to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, and Farm and Country, Thunder 106.1, also Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. While the National Pork Producers Council wants mandatory funding in the next farm bill for a foot-and-mouth disease vaccine bank, the group says the U.S. is not prepared for an FMD outbreak that could cripple the entire agriculture sector. NPPC officials say it's not a matter of if, but when the U.S. livestock industry will suffer a major outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease. NPPC President-elect Ken Mashoff says pork producers are nervous.
They're scared to death about this potential and what it would do to our exports overnight, how catastrophic the numbers we're seeing are. Not, I mean, we're going to have hard numbers on this. It approaches, I mean, it is multi-billions, even up to as high as some studies approaching $100 billion.
NPPC argues the U.S. does not have enough FMD vaccine doses to handle more than a small localized outbreak. The group says antigen strains at Plum Island, New York, would have to be shipped overseas for mass production into a vaccine, which could take months. NPPC President John Weber says those steps should be taken now rather than later.
But if we had an outbreak in the United States, we would be seriously behind the eight ball. they would not have the capacity to manufacture the millions of doses that we'd need in a relatively short period of time, no matter where that outbreak occurs. But certainly if it would occur in a state like Iowa, we're talking about a significant amount of vaccine that would be needed in a short period of time, and we just don't have that ability today to get that done.
NPPC is leading a livestock coalition seeking $150 million in the next Farm Bill to fund an FMD vaccine bank, and wants the Department of Agriculture to contract now for an offshore vaccine bank and enough surge capacity to swiftly meet outbreak needs. Also, through the Pork Checkoff's Operation Main Street program, thousands of pig farmers are connecting with millions of people across the country. Pork Checkoff Director of Industry Services Ernie Barnes says new plans are in place to reach key executives in the business world.
Just to put a face on pork production with some of those CEOs, we've increased our dietitian reach. I think I saw our listing scheduled here in the next 3 months to talk to 17 different dietitian groups, and then we'll continue to go to every vet school in the country and talk to those incoming freshmen about what the pork industry is about and how we take care of our pigs every day, and that we want to make sure they know and understand that pork production is huge and that we're trying to do the right thing raising our animals.
Now, Barnes says Operation Main Street has continued to evolve.
Our speakers have really enjoyed stepping up and talking to larger audiences, more thought leader groups, and so we've expanded that to where they're talking not only to the downtown civic organizations, but they're going into high schools, speaking to culinary classes, going into colleges, talking to vet schools and incoming animal science groups, as well as going across campus and talking to some of those groups that may not be as close to agricultural as we'd like them to be, and just sharing the pork story.
Now, the Pork Checkoff has close to 1,200 volunteers involved in the Operation Main Street program. Well, when we come back, we're going to check on, Bayer Monsanto. It could offset a European regulation in ag biotech. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about some issues out there in the field that could be happening as you head into harvest of corn. Stock rot issues are on the rise across the Corn Belt. Also could be something that could pop up in our area. We're going to talk about that when we come back as well. You're listening to Inside Agriculture on 910 Classic Country, KCJB in Minot, Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, and Farm and Country, Thunder 106.1, Lisbon and Fargo, North Dakota. You're listening to Inside Agriculture on this Tuesday morning. Well, the Wall Street Journal says the agreement between Bayer and Monsanto could be a step towards fighting back against strict agriculture biotech regulations in the European Union. Now, that's because Bayer has a more positive reputation than Monsanto among the European public, in part because Bayer is known for products beyond agrochemicals, such as pharmaceuticals. Many genetically modified crops are banned throughout Europe. The Wall Street Journal says the oversight has been driven by fierce public resistance in the EU to pesticides and other crop protection chemicals. The head of Bayer's Crop Science Division says overregulation is the single biggest challenge in the EU for crop protection companies. The regulatory environment and current crop prices help to kickstart consolidation efforts within the industry. Monsanto and Bayer announced the $66 billion takeover agreement last week. Well, stock rot issues are on the rise across areas of the Corn Belt. Cody Cornelius, a Micogen Seeds commercial agronomist, says as we head into the harvest, growers should scout now for any stock integrity issues.
We're seeing a number of cornfields with stock rot issues. Stock rot can occur for any number of reasons, including early season stress or even stress throughout the season that cause issues like crown rot. At this point in the season, stock rot issues are likely weather-induced. Late season rainfall, especially areas where conditions have been wet for several days with little sunshine or wind, will see the most challenges. In fields with low stock integrity, any windstorm has the potential to create lodging or down corn.
Growers who suspect stock rot, easy for me to say, should evaluate their harvest timing and consider harvesting compromised fields earlier. It's kind of easier for me to say. But anyway, here's his comments.
Growers should scout fields now. A simple pinch or push test can tell a grower if their stock integrity is low. If the stock pushes over or snaps, those fields should be moved up in the harvest schedule. It's much easier to bin dry corn than to harvest down corn. At this point, we're too far into the season to risk losing yield.
Cornelius says scouting now and adjusting harvest timing are the keys to success this year. Next year, though, growers can look to their seed selections for hybrids with strong standability and late season vigor.
While there's not much a grower can do to remedy stock rot issues other than harvesting that corn early, next year, they can look to hybrids with high stock strength scores or hybrids with strong late season standability.
You can visit Micogen.com if you want to learn more, or you can contact your local Micogen Seeds commercial agronomist. We're going to take a break here. However, when we come back, it's National Farm Safety Week, and the National Corn Growers Association, as well as the National Grain and Feed Association, have comments on how to do things safe when you're around grain bins. That's coming your way next. From the Meridian Manufacturing Studios, as we begin to wrap up what's going on inside agriculture on this Tuesday, it is National Farm Safety Week, and as a matter of fact, we'll figure farm safety on the farm 365 days a year, because accidents just don't happen this week. They happen year-round. Well, the National Corn Growers Association and the National Grain and Feed Association are partnering together to promote grain bin safety during the 2016 harvest season. Jess McClure is the Vice President of Safety and Regulatory Affairs at the National Grain and Feed Association, and talks about why they're working with NCGA on this subject.
We're committed to promoting safety and health in the workplace. And obviously, during the harvest time, preparing bins for harvest is very important, not only for our members of the NGFA, but also the producers who are our customers. And anything that we can do to work with a partner in the industry to make them aware of the hazards and what they can do to prevent any type of incident from occurring, we're happy to do as much as we can.
Grain bin safety is an important topic to talk about every year, because grain bins can be very dangerous to work around.
They can be from the commercial side, at the commercial facilities, and also for producers. And so that's why we recently developed a safety tip sheet that the National Corn Growers Association, that they've linked to on their page as a source for information on what should be done before you enter a bin.
The first and most important step in grain bin safety is for producers to decide whether or not they really need to go into the bin.
You need to take is obviously to determine if you need to enter the bin at all. That's the number one most important step, to determine that as a task that you need to perform, is it necessary to even enter the bin? And then once it's been determined that you do need to enter the bin, we've developed a tip sheet that kind of goes through the pre-task planning process.
McClure says farmers can find tips and reminders online about grain bin safety.
For grain bin safety, I mean, first of all, on the if you go to the NGFA.org, the official website for the National Grain and Feed Association, we have a safety section on our webpage that has information, several documents regarding grain bin entry, tip sheets, guidance documents, general information on the steps that need to be taken before entering the bin. again, so you can find that on our webpage. And also, as I mentioned, the National Corn Growers Association has also referenced some of the material that we have on our page on their webpage also.
Again, check out NFGA, make that NGFA.org, that's NGFA.org, or NCGA.com if you want to check out Grain Bin Safety Resources. There it is. That's a look at Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Terry Loomis.